Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
And now the Scores draft coverage continues on day three. Here's your host, Judson Richards, on Sports Radio 104.3 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Just the plan. The plan in terms of what's important to us and how we want to operate. Anytime you have clarity like that, it's again, it makes the draft process and player acquisition a lot easier. You're not second-guessing how guys are going to get used. You can see the plan, the vision, and the clearer that is, the clearer it is to pick those guys up. So,
all right, that was Bears GM Ryan Poles on his clarity and doing so along with Ben Johnson as they are underway in their second draft together. In fact, it has concluded for the Bears, and our coverage has been happening all day right here on 104.3 The Score. A lot of great phone calls. We'll continue to take those calls if you want to react. I've been asking you, not only are you in a place where it's we trust in Ben, or is it too early for that, but also your favorite pick, your least favorite pick, about the way that the Bears have operated, 312-644-6767. We are just about 35 minutes away before handing it over to Zach Zabin with the Cubs pregame show. Zach will get it all revved up to get you set for the Cubs going for their 11th consecutive win. They're taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers and Chavez Ravine, your only local broadcast right here on the Score. Dodgers Cubs, as Chicago Cubs' hottest team in Major League Baseball, Roky Sasaki. Over 6 ERA for Roky. He will match up against Colin Ray. That is what we have for you tonight on the Score. Can't wait to listen. Can't wait to watch that one. Pat and Ron will take over the call coming up at 6:15. As for the Bears, very quickly, it is all done for them. Dylan Thienemann, as you know, the safety, goes number 25 overall. Logan Jones, the center. The Bears select him in the second round. Sam Roush, the tight end. And Xavion Thomas, the wide receiver, their two third-round picks. Then today, Malik Muhammad, the cornerback out of Texas, goes in the fourth round. Keyshawn Elliott, your fifth-rounder, the linebacker of Arizona State. And then the Bears had two seventh-round picks. They traded up into the sixth round, so pick number 213 overall. They take Jordan Vandenberg, the defensive tackle, out of Georgia Tech. So position-wise, they go from top to bottom, safety, center, tight end, wide receiver, cornerback, linebacker, and defensive tackle. Do I scratch my head a little bit with them going three offensive players in day two? One second-rounder, two third-rounders? I do. Especially with last year, how it felt like it was a Ben Johnson-led draft. You know, I know Ben Johnson has siblings. He feels a little bit like an only child. He's not sharing. Not sharing these picks. Dennis Allen had a lot of injuries last year. I also, the talent just seems rather lopsided on this team. 31st pass rush in the NFL last year. We know they struggled to get to the quarterback, not only with sacks, but also just disruption. Did not seem to be addressed much at all. I should remind you as much as I need to remind myself. It is April 25th. We do not start playing football in September. The Bears roster will change and evolve. other teams, 31 other NFL teams, their rosters will change and evolve, and it may allow more opportunities for the Bears, whether it is, you know, by way of a release payer, a player, or even a trade, for them to bolster what so many of us thought they would do, and that's get better from a pass rush, from an edge, or a defensive line standpoint. Back to you and your reaction. 312-644-6767. Alex is with us on the South Side, wants to talk a little Bears draft on the Score. Alex, what's going on?
What's up, man? Good afternoon. And I'm on the side with you are, what you're talking about, the confusion of, like, how come we didn't really focus on our, where we really needed to focus on defense. So on draft, right? But my question is, I just had a thought. Do you think from actually what we picked out, from our all the drafts, would you have thought maybe we should have traded whatever we had, some of those draft picks, for an edge rusher, for someone on the line? Or do you think it's probably better, the decision that we made with the draft picks that we'd ended up making? It's hard to say early, right, because obviously the season hasn't started. But just this, in general, I was thinking about it. I was like, I wonder if we would have moved up or would have traded, made some trades for them drafts in order for us to get somebody that obviously could help us on the defense line.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for the phone call. I certainly would have been much more in the camp of trading back than forwards. And, you know, something that Daniel Jeremiah said on the Score, recently is, this is not a draft of stars. This is a draft of starters. So if I could have collected more picks, because it feels a little bit like a big bill. You ever have a big bill hanging over your head? Like, let's say that your furnace is 20 years old, so you know that thousands of dollars is going to cost you. So you may be making plans already. Well, Caleb Williams, if he continues to ascend, is going to become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. So I'm looking for cost-effective players, even with that bill being a couple years away. Let's go back to Alice Hall. Herb Howard, who's been so good over the last 3 days with the bigs, helping us break down everything that's happened with the Bears right here on 104.3 The Score. Herb, I don't know how much you know about this South African, Jordan Vandenberg, out of Georgia Tech, the defensive tackle. Tell us about the selection. Also, tell us about how it went down for the Bears.
Yeah, it's a kid that comes over from South Africa. He was born and raised there until he was 10, and then his family moved to Georgia. Actually comes from some pretty significant athletic lineage over in South Africa. You have his grandfather, who was a world-class bodybuilder, was 6 times Mr. South Africa, competed against the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger in a competition, or 2-time Mr. South Africa and competed against Arnold Schwarzenegger, took 6th place in that competition. His grandmother was a world-class swimmer over there as well. So he comes from good stock, if you will. Then he comes over here and discovers football. He said he went through several body transformations. I just continued to get bigger and bigger. He actually played wide receiver in 10th grade. And so then he transitioned to linebacker, DN, D-tackle, went to Penn State at first, and then ends up at Georgia Tech. He's been really, really explosive. He said that's the most significant part of his game, is his explosiveness, his ability to take on blockers and penetrate. So I think they a good addition at the back of the draft. And, you know, listen, the Bears have had some luck in the back of the draft here recently, and perhaps they've done it again. We'll see.
Yeah, I've got a stat for you, Herb. I'm so glad you reminded me of this. I believe it's 63% of all active players in 2025 in the NFL, 63% of them were selected in rounds 4 through 7 or undrafted. That's hard to believe.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the league is comprised of players that get selected once the casual fan stops watching the drafts. Like, okay, who won the first round? Maybe the second or third. After that, it's just like, yeah, whatever. But teams are really building their rosters with those players in those last 4 rounds. And so you got a situation right now where the Bears and Ryan Poles and his staff are still upstairs right now trying to hammer out what they're going to do with the undrafted free agents. And so that's another important component of the player acquisition process. You go back to last year, you think about Jahdae Walker, undrafted rookie free agent, wide receiver out of Texas A&M. He makes one of the biggest catches of the year for you to force overtime against Green Bay. And so these are not just kind of throwaway, happenstance kind of acquisitions. These can make a difference for you to be a winning football team.
He is Herb Howard from the Bigs, joining us from Hallis Hall. Herb, just kind of digesting the draft and what I expected to happen. Obviously, 3 offensive players selected in day 2 for the Bears. And I'll put it on myself. Have I overlooked what the Bears believe that they already have from the defensive line and pass rush standpoint in the building?
I wouldn't say that you overlooked them, but I would just simply say that I think the Bears didn't necessarily view the cupboard as bad as most people on the outside did in terms
Herb,
of perception.
We'll try to reconnect with you there. I know we got you on Zoom, so that went for a moment. But yeah, I just when I think about the defensive line standpoint and what the Bears did or did not do, whether it's Austin Booker, whether it's Dio Odangbo, whether it's Shamar Turner, whether it's another name I'm probably forgetting, like the depth that they already have from the Bears defense, I just wonder if they think. If they think that it's better than it is. Herb, let's try you again. Have I overlooked what they think of themselves in that defensive line room?
Yeah, sorry about that, Justin. No, I wouldn't say that you've overlooked it. I would simply say that the Bears just don't view the cupboard as being quite as bare as maybe the outside perception is. They still have a lot of faith in what they can get out of guys like Shamar Turner, who they drafted in the second round last year, went down with his injury. Dio Odangbo, who they paid handsomely in free agency last year, goes down with his injury. I think they still think that Austin Booker has another step that he can take in his development as well. And obviously they have Montez Sweat. So I just don't think that they quite view it as such a dire situation as maybe people on the outside kind of view it as. It's not to say that they weren't looking to add to it in the draft, but they weren't going to force the issue in terms of moving up. There was certainly a run on a lot of those defensive players right at the top of the second round, but there was probably going to cost the Bears more than they were willing to pay to move up from where they were at the bottom of that second round. The Bears are dealing with a situation that they aren't used to, and that's picking at the bottom end of these rounds. You're talking about pick 25, and so that's not something that the Bears or the Bears fans are accustomed to. We've been picking in the top 10 a lot here recently, and so you're dealing with a different set of problems. It's a good problem to have because it means you had a pretty good season the prior year, but it does come with some challenges when you talk about the draft. And so I think they probably did target some guys that they thought could come in and help them on the defensive side of the ball, but the board didn't fall that way. And so when their times came, just so happened that they thought the best players that were on the board at that time that could fit what they want to do here were offensive players.
I'm still allowed to be incredibly confused by the Xavier Thomas selection, though, right? Like
sure.
That's allowed, right? Like I'm never going to call it a bad draft. I don't know enough. I can't see into the future. That would be silly. But when I call it a puzzling draft, it really would be their two third-round picks. Sam Roush, I get it. It's not just about the player in itself, and I hope all these players become Hall of Famers. It's not just about the position. It's about the way that you prioritize them, right? So prioritizing a tight end and then a wide receiver, especially Xavier Thomas. I know he's fast. I know he's fast, Herb. It's unfair that anyone puts his name near Velus Jones Jr. The difference is Velus came into a roster that sucked. Like, right. I don't know what Xavion's going to do. I get it from a punt return standpoint, but that is a lot to spend with a defense that could not get to the quarterback last year.
Yeah, I think they think they've gotten to a point in their roster development where they can take and use some of their draft capital on specific pieces that they're looking for. And if that's, a gadget piece on the offense with a guy that has, that kind of dynamic 4.28 speed is what he ran at the combine. And so they think they're at the point where they can do that type of situation. And you talk about a guy who maybe touches the ball, 70 times or so throughout the year when you talk about kick returns and, a couple gadget touches here or there on offense. They think that's 70 opportunities for a guy with dynamic playmaking ability to make a big play for them. And ultimately,
are they there, though?
That's going to come.
Like, are they there to be doing that?
Yeah, Justin, listen, I'm not trying to sell you on that being the right frame of mind. I'm just offering a perspective on what I think
they
believe that they're at, right?
I agree with you. I do think that it feels a little bit like an ego pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But, sometimes you get to the point where you think you can afford to kind of stick your chest out and maybe make an ego pick. And you say, hey, this guy's a third round tight end out of Stanford with not a whole lot of pass catching production. But we aren't looking for a whole lot of pass catching production from him. We want to be our third tight end who's essentially, maybe another glorified tackle for us that can catch a pass here or there, but it's going to help us in the run game. Maybe help us when we go 13 personnel and get into some of the play action things that we do and can be an extra blocker for us. And so if that's something that Coach Johnson thinks is a vital component to what he wants to do offensively, and they think that this guy fits in perfectly with that role, then if that's at the point in the draft where you think, okay, this is a good time to go ahead and get him, and you compare him with other pieces that are left on the board and you think he compares favorably, then go for it. I'm not here to say that it's right, but I'm also not here to say that it's wrong. I understand that it's puzzling. I understand. I was on the air last night with Big Aaron when that pick was made, and we were both like,
what?
Okay, that's interesting, yeah. Right? But that's really all I can say about it, is that it's interesting. I won't call it bad. I won't call it good. I won't know for some time, right? It'll take at least a year, and in some cases with these rookie classes, it'll take 2 or 3 years to know whether or not it was a good class or not. So I'm not sure, right? I know that, you know, from the outside looking in, we all came in with a sense of what the Bears should be doing coming into this draft. We thought that they should be looking to replicate on the defensive side of the ball what they did on the offensive side of the ball in last year's draft. And so that was the expectation coming in. We aren't in that draft room, though, right? We didn't create that board. We didn't do, you know, the hours and hours of scout work and miles crisscrossing the country trying to figure out, you know, what would be the plan when this day came. The day has come. The Bears have made their decisions. We've got their draft class, you know, in the books, and we'll see how it plans out.
Herbert, it's been an incredibly long 3 days for you there at House Hall. You've offered great insight on 104.3 The Score. Thank you so much for all the work that you've done. Hopefully you are almost done. I know you probably still need to hear from Ryan Poles, but go have a cold one, man. And enjoy the work that you've done over these last 3 days. And unfortunately, we got to wait a long time to week one.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while, but you know there'll be long days, but it'll be a quick 6 months. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Like there'll be long days, but then it'll be quick, and you'll look up and it's time to kick the football off. Kind of like this weekend has been. It's been a long few days, but it also kind of seems like it went by quickly. It's a lot of fun. I would not rather be anywhere else than, you know, covering the Chicago Bears and finding out what's going on with these picks and meeting the kids when they get picked and talking to the scouts, talking to the coaches, and talking to the general manager. So we'll wrap this day up here and we'll finish our work and we'll look forward to the rookie mini camp and really getting to see these guys out on the grass.
Herb, great to talk. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Good stuff. Herb Howard there from the Bigs with us on 104.3 The Score live from Hallis Hall. Just taking the reaction to the Bears' decisions. And listen, when I call it an ego pick, you better believe that I absolutely love the ego and everything that is surrounding Ben Johnson. The question is, who's going to get to the quarterback? I don't mind considering to ask that because I watched every snap last year and I know the numbers behind it. And it is not a position anywhere near, not even of depth. It feels really almost bereft of talent besides Montez Sweat, of someone that you'd think could be and would be a game wrecker. And even he didn't live up a lot to it. So that is a question that we will continue to ask, because the season for the Bears is only going to get more difficult. I understand last year, Caleb Williams is learning an offense for a first time, coming off of just a brutal rookie season. But guess what? This year is going to be that much harder. You're not sneaking up on everybody. You are now playing in a first place schedule. That's how it works. When you finish in first, you play the other first place teams. And then the way that you won last year cannot be duplicated. It is that simple. They are not sitting over their house hall going, okay, if we could just be close with 2 minutes left to go, we can win 7 games like we did last year. Not going to happen. Plus 22 in takeaway differential. They were the best in the NFL with only 11 giveaways. They were best in the NFL with 33 takeaways. It just won't happen again. Teams do not rely on planning their season around takeaways. Yes, they practice it. Yes, Al Harris may be great at coaching it. It just is not something you rely on. Otherwise, Kevin Byard and Deshaun Wright would still be here. The season they have upcoming in 2026, just as Ben Johnson told us at the end of the year, is going to be much more difficult than the year they just had. So when you ask questions about their draft defensively, there still is a big question mark with the way they've approached it in this draft. Am I wrong? 312-644-6767. We've still got 20 minutes before we hand it off for the Cubs pregame as the Chicago Cubs go for their 11th win in the row. It happened in the blink of an eye. Right, they have won 10 in a row, their hottest team in Major League Baseball, only local broadcast right here on 104.3 The Score. What do you make of the Bears draft? What do you make of the upcoming season for the Chicago Bears? We can go a little big picture for our final stop. That's coming up next on Chicago Sports Radio 104.3.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Score.
And now the Score's draft coverage continues on day three. Here's your host, Judson Richards, on Sports Radio 104.3 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, what a draft day it has been. Mullion Hogg got us started this morning on a Saturday morning. It is Saturday, right? You can at least track of time a little bit when you do some draft coverage. Rami Matkloft did some great work in the afternoon from noon to 3. Judson Richards with you for just 15 more minutes before we hand it off to the Cubs, who take over. Now, tonight, the Cubs continue their series out west against the Dodgers. Pregame coverage, as mentioned, begins at 5:40. First pitch at 6:15. The only local broadcast can be heard on 104.3 The Score and the Northwestern Medicine Cubs Radio Network. If we have a few minutes, we may talk a little Cubs or perhaps celebrate what happened last night. Any chance I get to hear the voice of Pat Hughes, I will try to do it. But we do want to get back to the phone lines, and just to get you caught up, won't go over a whole list, but the Bears in the fourth round today selected the cornerback Malik Muhammad out of Texas. Keyshawn Elliott was a linebacker out of Arizona State in the fifth round selection, and then Jordan Vandenberg, the defensive tackle, was the sixth rounder out of Georgia Tech. The Bears have 2 7th rounders. They moved up into the sixth round to finally address the defensive line, the D tackle out of Georgia Tech. Again, Jordan Vandenberg from South Africa. I think he moved here when he was 10, Herb Howard told us. But a cool story, incredible lineage for him in South Africa. And we'll get a chance to learn about all these guys over the next number of months. Let's go to Tony with us on the South Side. Been waiting patiently on the Score. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Hey, man. Hey, how you doing, man? I just want to say, let's bear down, man. Let's think positive. Let's trust the process. Hey, all we know, they may get clowny for a one-year rental. It costs about $6 million. Let's just keep it positive. I do understand your concerns because that tight end pick kind of threw me off. But I thought about it, and I was like, man, what if Cole Kmet get hurt? Or what if, you know, just like you explained it earlier, then they use the 12 personnel.
Yep.
So let's just trust the process. I mean, okay, polls, I'm not all the way there. I'm like you with that. But as far as Ben, let's just trust it. And it, because put it this way, that gadget guy, as more as I look into him, he may be all right. He may be all right. He may fit the system. What I mean by punt return, kick return, he may be another Devin Hester. We won't know that right now, but let's just trust the process.
Tony, thanks for the call. Well, those are some big shoes to fill you left there with Devin Hester. I the thing about trusting the process is I would say question the process. I would say enjoy the process and question the process. As I've stated, I have watched a lot of first-year head coaches reach the playoffs. Do I think Ben Johnson is different than most? I absolutely do. But one season in, and we can go all around, right? I mean, Mike McDaniel most recently with the Miami Dolphins. He looked brilliant a 1 year in, right? Brian Daboll, the Giants. They were pretty confident that he was the guy, the offensive mind, as he got to the playoffs in his first year. Do I think Ben Johnson is better than both of those guys combined? Absolutely. But you got to remember, we've only watched one. So to ask questions, to be curious, right? I'm not concerned because of what happened in the draft. I am curious about the decisions that they made, especially because I have the numbers right here in front of me with how bad the defensive line was last year. Let's go to Tom with us in Plainfield. Wants to talk a little Bears draft on 104.3 The Score. Hey, Tom, good afternoon. Let's go to Tom.
As far as the draft goes, of course, everybody had to question the Roush pick. But, you know, hey, they did lose their third tight end. So there is, you know, a need there. Was it a little early for addressing that need, the third tight end? Yeah, probably. But, you know, if when you said about, you know, how the board falls and, you know, with left tackle being one that they were talking about addressing, maybe, you know, that wasn't one that fell that way. So, you know, hey, you take an awesome blocking tight end and, you know, to pair with Komet. So, you know, you're going to go heavy on the tight ends like they did last year, and you're going to go even heavier on that this year to, if you do have to plug that offensive line a little bit on that left tackle side. So, you know, I can't say I hate it. Was it a little early? Yeah, but, you know, if that kid pans out, then no problems, obviously. As far as the season goes, totally understand what you're saying. There's going to be regression. The takeaways, there's no way to sustain that. Everybody regresses when they have an amazing year. They did it in 18 with that defense, you know, on how they regress, no doubt about it. But, you know, I think the door swings both ways on that. And I think we can expect they're not going to get bit by the injury bug so bad like they did last year. And so, you know, hopefully you don't lose guys like Booker for like half the season. And, I think it's fair to hope that Deo does better than he did last year. I mean, hey, hope. But is it going to be weak? Of course. Yeah, the D-line is going to be weak. And still hoping they do something somewhere in there to just strengthen that a little bit. But, you know, the secondary seems like it's as good as it. You can make it with Kobe and Dylan in there now in the middle. That looks awesome. Strengthening the CB with that fourth round pick looks great. So, you know, hey, if they had to settle for Bland on the defensive line by picking, reaching for guys they didn't want based on when they're picking versus being, you know, more stout in other places, then I'm all for it. So, like you all said, we'll see in how the draft picks pan out.
Tom, I'm with you. That's a great phone call. Well thought out. And I'll say this too. When looking at this Bears draft, you know what is so different about it is there is no operation from a place of desperation. There is no operation from a place of confusion. Mainly, confusion being, what are we doing at the quarterback position? I mean, they could have drafted three players that all played the same position, and we've been like, at least they have the quarterback position figured out. So whether it's, and I wouldn't say panicked at all by the decision that they made. First of all, I don't know enough about these players to actually panic. And you can't see the future. You don't know how it's going to work out. But there is absolutely no panic coming from me. It is a great draft. You know why? Because they are picking at number 25 overall, which means they got to the playoffs. And they do not have any interest in kicking a tire on a quarterback. Because there's no need because they had that figured out. It is a new world that we are living in. It is a completely different existence than we are living in. They have the head coach figured out, and they have the quarterback figured out. And that's why this draft is so different than the other ones. You know what we'll be doing next year? We'll be talking about what the Jets are going to be doing at the top of the draft and probably what the Arizona Cardinals are going to be doing at the top of the draft. Those are the teams we will be talking about. And probably the year after that, we'll be talking about them again. The teams that actually matter when it comes to Sundays are the ones that pick late in the draft, are the ones that pick where the Bears selected. So no matter what they did with their second, third-round pick, whether it was a wide receiver in Xavion Thomas or a defensive lineman or a defensive end, no matter what they did, it is a vastly different world because of number 18. Because of the Iceman, whether it's Jarve Gervin or Caleb Williams. It is a drastically different world. Can we get the home run call in from last night? But before we hand it off to Zach, can I just hear that one time? Tied at four, top of the ninth inning, runner on, the Cubs looking for their 10th consecutive win. This was the call last night on The Score.
Scott, the left-hander, working on Dansby. The pitch, drilled in the air, deep left field, get out the tape measure, long gone. Cubs have their first lead of the game. Dansby Swanson, a two-run homer here in the ninth inning. And the Cubs lead 6-4. Listen to the Cub fans here.
Oh, taking over Chavez Ravine, and they need him especially to support Pete Crow Armstrong, who's probably hearing it quite a bit with his comments made about Cubs fans versus Dodgers fans. So coming up in just about 5 minutes, just over 5 minutes, the only local broadcast here, right here on The Score, the Cubs have won 10 in a row. Your pitching matchup, Colin Ray, who is 3-0. Colin Ray is like a godsend. It's like, hey, Colin, Justin Steele is down. We need you. And he's like, all right, I can do it. And then 2026 rolls around. It's like, hey, Colin, Kate Horton is down. We need you. And Colin's like, no worries. I got you. So Colin Ray goes for the Cubs, the right-hander. They match up against Roky Sasaki, who's had a rough go this year. Sasaki 0-2, a 6.11 ERA. So cannot wait for that. The Cubs, again, go for their 11th win in a row. Craig Counsell pulling all the right strings. And the Cubs are playing with all the confidence in the world. Look forward to that. That will do it just about for our draft coverage. I just want to thank David Dykstra pulling double duty. It's a new name. It's a new name you're hearing on The Score. David, don't call me Lenny Dykstra, is getting it done. Yeah, that's right. I won't. I'll try my best not to. But David,
you can call me Nails.
All right. Okay.
Oh, or double D. Everybody calls me double D too.
I like Nails. The other one feels a little offensive. So I'll probably just stick with Lenny. But David covered Rami's show, was doing all the producing, the sound, and had it all going. So that is a rough go for really getting your feet wet and getting it going. That's a long day. David, you've earned yourself a cold one. Clint, you've earned yourself a cold. Are you old enough to drink, Clint? Clint is old enough to drink, right? You know, you've got that big grizzly goatee. How old are you? 20? 20?
I'm 31.
Are you really? Okay. Well, then you can.
So I'm a little.
After you pick up the
a little
kids.
Over the age limit.
After you get the drink. Get the kids. You have yourself a cold one. Guys, great job by you. Whoever is working next, you guys also keep it up. That will do it for our draft coverage. Enjoyed every second of it. It'll be wall to wall. But coming up next, Cubs and Dodgers. I'm Judson Richards. Have a wonderful rest of the day, everybody.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove. No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.